Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And it is May 4th, 2015, and we're going to talk about cannabis. I have a guest here on the show, Jody Belcher. She's a filmmaker, a life coach, but most importantly, she's a mother and has a lot of personal experience with the other side of cannabis, negative effects of marijuana on our youth, which is the name of her documentary. Well, welcome, Jody. Good to have you here.
Great. Thanks. I'm so appreciative to be on the show today. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, it's a big topic. We're only going to try to keep it down to 10 minutes, plus or minus a few minutes. But you had an experience, and a lot of your original motivation was an experience with your own son. So could you tell me very briefly what happened and what your concerns are and got you motivated to do this film and be active in this campaign, I guess you could call it?
Right. So my son, like a lot of teenagers, was experimenting with marijuana when he was probably about 14 or 15 years old, I think, is when he first started. By the time he got to be a junior in high school, it was kind of escalating to the point where he was becoming dependent on it. We saw there was a change in him. He was a very good student, a star athlete. He had lots of friends, very well adjusted. And suddenly he started to really have a shift. By the time he got to senior year, he was really starting to exhibit some negative signs, but we didn't associate it so much with the marijuana. We didn't understand what was going on. And it wasn't until he went off to college and really spiraled out of control and eventually had a psychotic break that we recognized that this was a marijuana-induced situation.
And so then you sent him to several treatment programs, and as you said when I was talking to you earlier, he's better, but still on the road?
Right. So we had him sent off to various rehabs, and each time he'd come back, and within a few days, he would smoke pot again. And I think a couple of things factored in. One is the rehabs at that time, and I think it's starting to shift, didn't really give the credence to marijuana as being such a potent drug. It was sort of like the thing people would still do even if they didn't do their drug of choice. But that was his drug of choice, and that was what he was using. So the programs really didn't work for him. And I'm not sure today if they would have, but he went through maybe 4 or 5 programs, but each time would come out.
Were they short-term programs? That used to be the 28 days, or are they longer than that?
Some were 28 days, and we had him in one that was a 3-month program, but again, within days, he would come back, and not really, he wasn't recognizing, I don't think, that the marijuana was the issue, and he would have another episode. So when you have a psychotic break, what that means is you have a detachment from reality, that you can have delusions or hallucinations, and you're just detached from reality. And that happened to him, and it was very, very frightening for all of us when that happened, and it was from the marijuana.
I presume you've got that well documented from the professionals and the diagnoses that you got along the line?
Absolutely, and more is coming out about it every single day. So I think that I just have hit on something, the first out the gate. I think we're going to start seeing it more and more.
Okay, so you did a documentary, and it's got good reviews at the various film festivals, and you're involved in that. It's called The Other Side of Cannabis, Negative Effects of Marijuana on Our Youth. So could you tell me how you went to the process of deciding to do a documentary and trying to warn people of what's going on?
Right. So what I started noticing was this wasn't just an isolated case, that this was happening to lots of people. And the more people I saw in these programs, in the hospitalizations, the more I realized we had an epidemic on our hands of negative effects from marijuana. And I am a musician, and I was on the set of one of my music videos, and it dawned on me that I could actually go get this information and create a documentary to help educate other people so they could understand what I'm living. And I started by making some phone calls to Harvard, and they welcomed me. I flew to Boston from California and interviewed the top researchers on marijuana and the brain. So that's where I started.
Okay, so what did you find out? And I guess maybe the way the question would be, what are the dangers of marijuana? Because a lot of people have the associated from the Summer of Love of 1967 and the marijuana
right.
in the 60s, and it was harmless fun, and it's gradually sinking in that there's more potent, and you were dealing with the more potent
right.
stuff. So what happened? What's the worst things that can happen to somebody? Like you said, a psychotic break, that's pretty serious.
Right. So for adolescents, teenagers, and young adults, that's really the group that I am gearing this toward, because that's when you're most vulnerable. And then they found out that it's up until age 30 your brain is still forming. So what they learned in the research was that the potent marijuana is affecting the brain matter, and it's causing such issues as anxiety disorders, depression disorders, psychosis. There's a correlation somehow between schizophrenia and marijuana, and there's not a whole lot of understanding yet, but they do see that there is a connection there. So if you're predisposed to mental illness, absolutely you need to be careful about using marijuana during these formative years. But even those who are not predisposed to it, they're finding that those people are also getting triggered into these disorders. So why is that happening now, and why didn't this happen 10, 20 years ago? Because marijuana today is so potent. It was 1 to 3% when I was a kid back in the 60s, 70s. It is now 15% on average, 25%, 50%, up to 90% in dabs, which is, it's like a hallucinogen. It's very, very potent. And on top of it, sorry to bother you. Interrupt you. And on top of it, they have found pesticides and molds and bacteria also in marijuana.
Now, this is homegrown stuff, stuff grown in this country and not imported?
This has all been GMO, genetically modified, which is so funny in this world where we're so concerned about things that are GMO. This is genetically modified. The growers have created this strong strain of marijuana. So it's the seed, it's everything that's being grown is the stronger potent, because that's what the demand was for.
Yeah, well, 90%, that's pretty bad. So you mentioned earlier in long-term dementia seems to be related to it now, and Parkinson's disease you mentioned. What's the worst-case scenario? What's some of the worst things that you're seeing or the researchers been finding as a result of marijuana addiction?
Well, that's one thing right there, is that it is addictive, that they are now considering it an addictive substance. It's now in the DSM-5 as a bona fide addiction. So with that potency came that tolerance levels became so high that it brought on addiction in many, many more people. So it is its own addiction now. Also, that when you use marijuana, it copies the neurochemical that THC that goes into the brain copies a natural neurochemical which we call anandamide. And anandamide goes in like a puzzle piece into the brain and goes down into a neurotransmitter called GABA. And GABA doles it out into your reward center in your brain, which is a natural process. When you put THC, it looks a lot like the anandamide puzzle piece, and it goes in the same receptor, but it doesn't have a receptor for GABA. So it bypasses GABA, and now you have a flooding of dopamine in your brain's reward center, and this causes this euphoria, wonderful feeling, and you want to get that again. And so you keep smoking, and you keep using the THC products because you want to feel that, because it's incredible. But what happens over time is that you damage those receptors with that mimicking transmitter, and your body stops making anandamide. So now you're reliant on this drug, but the receptors are getting damaged, so now it's not really accepting that THC. So what's left is depression, because you're not getting the dopamine into your reward center of your brain, and now you're feeling this emptiness. And that depression and anxiety can develop into psychosis, because if you become so severely depressed, you can become psychotic. So that's one of the things.
Okay. Well, we're running a little short in time, and I want you to talk about the documentary itself. I think you said it was, 72 minutes. It's available, and where are you circulating it? And tell a little bit about some of the awards that you've gotten. Sounds like it's been well received as a perfect job.
Right. Thank you. Yes. So we received the top place at the Sunset Los Angeles Film Festival for Best Feature Documentary. And next week is the Saint-Tropez International Film Festival, where we are nominated in four categories: Best Editor, Director, Best Scientific Educational Film, and Best Feature Documentary. So we're also in the Real Recovery Film Festival in Los Angeles in October, and we just screened at the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival. So we're getting the circuit. But it's also available online on www.oscdoc.com. or othersideofcannabis.com. So you can actually purchase a copy of it. And we're hoping to get it in every educational venue. Police departments are showing it, behavioral health departments, rehab centers. The more we can educate, that is my whole goal with this film, is to let's get the education out there so people can make informed decisions and not just feel that this is a safe, natural plant that can't hurt you. Just make an informed decision.
And you're aiming both at teenagers themselves or young people themselves and at the parents, which is maybe more key, because the parents could be objective and can see that the kid's getting into trouble easier.
Right. And I think what we learned in doing the documentary was the more education, the better the choices were. So the more kids we showed this to, the more they understood what was happening to them, the better the choice they would make about it. And particularly those kids who are vulnerable and come from family situations where there is mental health issues in their family, just to really, really be careful and make informed decisions. Now, there's that whole field of medicinal marijuana and legalization. Those are whole other areas. But make an informed decision when it comes to that. Look at the benefits versus the risks and know the risks.
Well, maybe we could get you back again sometime and talk some of your thoughts on the medicinal marijuana and the recreational marijuana that's becoming popular in a few states, because that's a whole issue in itself. But from the perspective of what you've seen, is it possible to be safer is an interesting question. But we've about run out of time, so
okay.
you gave us a website. You want to repeat that again? And are any way that anybody would want to call you or find out more about this, any way that they can contact you? Email, maybe?
Yes, so they can email me at info@othersideofcannabis.com, or they can go on the website at, you can either do www.oscdoc.com or www.othersideofcannabis.com.
Okay, well, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Jody Belcher about her documentary and her personal experiences with the other side of cannabis, negative effects of marijuana on you. Well, thank you very much, Jody. This has been very, very interesting, and I hope it helps the listeners.
Thank you so much, Lon. I really appreciate the opportunity.